Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll give it another minute or so.
Okay.
It's going to be an interesting period since I'm just looking at when the month of Av starts this year, and it's coinciding with the beginning of the English month.
Okay.
And that means that a lot of the months will be close to that. So let us begin. I'll start with a list of your food.
Let me go ahead. Okay.
It's the fifth. The fifth day of Nisan, and we will follow the six steps. The first step is to connect to the permutation of the Tetragrammaton, which is Hey Vav Yud Hey, and the name Echie is Hey Yud Aleph Hey. Hey wa yo hey hey yo ah hey hey wa yo hey hey yo ah hey hey wa yo hey hey yo ah ah hey. I think I forgot to say the L'shem Yichud, so let me do that now. L'shem Yichud kud shabri hu ishtin tevit hilur himud hilud hilur himud. Le'akda l'shem yud hei bavav hei. Ve'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayayino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu konanei aleinu ma'asei adenu konaneihu. And now to connect with step one once again. Hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, ah, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, ah, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, ah, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, ah, hey. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach, which is the second step. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir Terura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora. Kufrei Shayin, Sintet Nun. Na gibor dorshe yichurcha kevavat shamre. Nun gimel dalad. Good question. Barchem Taharim Rachame Sitkatha Kami Gamle Betet Resh Sadi Taf Gimel. the letters of the month, the letters that created the month of Av, the letter Kaf that created the planet Shemesh, which is the sun, and the Tet that created the astrological sign of Aryeh, the Leo, the lion. Chasin kadosh berov tucha na'el adatecha et kufbet et dunayan. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokrei kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Ezayin Kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushmatzi akatenu yodea ta'alumot shim kufal tzadiyuta. The various relationships that we learn from the Sefer Yetzirah that assist us in creating unity. The gematria of the word Aryeh, meaning the lion, is 216, which is the number of letters in the 72 names of God. Three letters times 72 is 216. The month of Leo is a difficult month, as it has the holiday of Tisha B'Av, which includes the destruction of both temples. We also have the holiday of Tu B'Av. Here is an understanding of the duality, which is an aspect of the energy of Av. The two senses of speaking and hearing are obviously a pair, just as in the sin of the people's hearing or accepting the evil tongue spoken by the spies, which is the sin, one of the sins of the ninth of Av. Thus we conclude that the power of the month of Av, the month of apparent destruction, is to hear the message spoken by the month of Nisan, the month of redemption, and integrate the first and foremost power of Israel's leadership into the consciousness of the Jewish people. This is the secret of the pregnancy and the birth of Mashiach, the quintessential leader of Israel. From the first of Av, the beginning of the nine-day pregnancy, to the ninth of Av, his birth, he then fully unites with the consciousness of the people in matrimony on the 15th of Av. These relationships need to be contemplated, and it's recommended during today that you make these contemplations. We'll now make the connection to the reading of the Torah for the Nasi, who brought the contribution at the dedication of the Mishkan. We'll be reading Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 7, verses 36 to 41. You can read them on the handout, or you can read them on the Machon Mamre website, or the Mahumash.
Bayom ha-chamishi, nasi livnei Shimon,
Shalom Yael Ben Suri Shaddai. On the fifth day, Shalom Yael, the son of Zuri Shaddai, prince of the children of Shimon. And we know Shimon is a channel with harsh judgment. Verse 37. Karbano karat kesefahat shiloshim umeya mishkala mizrach echad kesef shivim shekel v'shekel hakodesh shenehem meleim solet pelula v'shemen lemincha. His offering was one silver dish, the weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mingled with oil for a meal offering. The 38th verse. Kaf achat asara zahav melea ketoret, one golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. The 39th pasuk. Par echad ben bakar ayil echad keves echad ben shenato leola. One young bullock, one ram, one he lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. Seir izim echad lechatat, one male of the goats for a sin offering. Verse 41. Uzevach hashlamim bakar shenayim eilim chamisha atudim chamisha kevasim b'nei shana chamisha zekarban shelumiel ben hutzuri shadai. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 ram, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zuri Shaddai, returning to the handout. We will now learn more about the names involved here. We have the name Shimon. Which is a male name from the Shoresh of Hebrew. And it means to be heard, to be accepted. But it also has the meaning of the temple fire, the temple passion. Blessing. He will be an outstanding speaker and listener. His advice will usually be accepted. The word Vayitin, and he gave. The phrase, Ki Lashon Zahav Lo, for he has a golden tongue. The phrase, Shov Elav Aod Vayehi, return to me to really exist. The Shoresh is Shema. to hear, to listen, to understand, acceptance, to pay attention, to proclaim, to call. Another shoresh is Meon, dwelling, hostel, the temple, a daycare or a nursery. And in modern Hebrew, that shoresh means to address a letter. The energy verses for the name Shimon. There are 18 of them. And we learn here that the proper use of judging ourselves is what gives us life and allows us to connect to the tree of life. Shana yimasar anachnu achim b'nei avinu. Ha'echad ananu v'ha'katon hayom et avinu v'aretz kenan. We are 12 brethren, sons of our father. One is not, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan. This is what I think it was. Yehuda, but one of the 10 brothers spoke to Joseph when he was not yet revealed as the viceroy of Egypt. Shite yadot lekaresh ha'echad mishalavat isha el hachata. Kain ta'ase l'kol karshi ha'mishkan. Two tenons shall there be in each board, joined one to another. Thus shalt thou make for all the boards of the tabernacle. This is a verse dealing with the building of the tabernacle, of the Mishkan in the desert. Shite yadat lekaresh v'chayachad mishlavat achat el achat ken asa lekol karishi ha'mishkan. Each board has two tenons joined one to another. Thus did he make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And we learn from these three verses, but especially the last two, that what Hashem recommends us to do, we have to do. Otherwise, it is not sufficient to just hear the message. You have to take the message into your life. Now we will learn more about the name Shelumiel. It's a name for a man, and it's from the Hebrew. Its meaning is peace with God, but it also means Hashem is complete, which is what our assistance is required to do. Because Hashem is not yet complete until we complete our actions, our own tikkunim. The blessing, he will find total peace, contentment, and forgiveness. The word, tachgo, or tachgu, you will celebrate Another word is zait, the olive. Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, the Day of Pure Justice, Pure Judgment, Pure Love, Hashem's love for the children of Israel. Yemei Enosh, Maisi of Man. Enosh is a word that translates as man. It's a name from the third generation. There was Adam and Cain and Abel, then Seth, and then Enosh. Enosh, utilizing logic, led us astray because he was not dealing with his emotions in a balanced way. The phrase, Vayomer Elav Kacha, and he said to them, take. The Shoresh is Shalem, complete. Another Shoresh is Shalom, peace, hello, goodbye. The energy verses for this name, Shalumiel. There are 20 of them connecting to the shekel donation. Shalosh pa'amim b'shana yirak ozikorcha et p'nei ha'adam Hashem Elohei Yisrael. Three times in the year shall all thy males appear before the Lord, Hashem, the God of Israel. Three times, the holidays of Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot. Se'u et Rosh Kol Aidat B'nei Yisrael Mi Ben Asarim Shana U'me'ala L'Beit Avatam Kol Yitzah Se'eva B'Yisrael. Take the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old and upward by their fathers' houses. All that are able to go forth to war in Israel. Seventeen words, which connects to the Hebrew word tov, meaning good. Letters, and I don't have an exact words for 59. Shachat lo, lo banav umam, or echash upatachal, upatalpal. Is corruption his children's is the blemish, a generation crooked and perverse. This is the negative aspect that deals with the tribe of Shimon. When harsh judgment is not tempered, and let us discover the name Tzur Tzadai. Tzur, it's a name for a man. It's from the Hebrew. And its meaning is the rock, or my rock, is sufficient. The blessing. Ha'adam bara ito. The man creates his letters or his signs. This is a caution as well as a blessing. When one realizes that we create the thoughts, we create the answers to our internal questions are coming from within us, that we are creating them. It's a caution to make sure they're truthful and correct and not limited by what we already know so far, but are really connecting to the universe to get our answers. But it is definitely a blessing when we do create the letters, the signs that we interpret in the world as our motivating tool. Adam is the man, the Adam. Lo malecha. Why go? Die, from the famous song on Pesach night, Die Dayenu, it means enough, sufficiency. The Shoresh Shaddai is the name of God, an impish, a devilish, a field. It's the name that Hashem used when he said to the universe, enough, stop expanding. A shad can be a devil, a fiend, a demon, but it can also be the breast, mother's milk breast, or a nipple. The shoresh, tsur, is a rock, a cliff, a fortress. It's a name of God. The city Tyre, to besiege, to mold, to shape, to fashion, to bind, to pack. Yetzar, to form, to fabricate, to manufacture, to produce, to generate. The energy verses of the name Tzuritzah Shaddai. There are only 11 verses. And what does 11 teach us? Connection to all of creation through the 10 Sefirot, plus the negative system. 11 also teaches us how to become closer to Hashem through the Ketoret. Tzomun ha'achat ha'achiti mehare hanatafati. Zalman, the Ahohite, Maharai, the Netophatite. Tzur ha'oda tachom, Torah balimadai, bind up the testimony, seal the instruction among my disciples. In this case, the word Torah is being translated as instruction, as teaching. But it could also be seal the law among my disciples. Sana ve'alfim talem gam behamot shadai. Sheep and oxen, all of them, yea, and the beasts of the field. It's interesting that the word Shaddai is being translated here as a field. Returning to the handout, we're in the sixth section, where we're looking at the contribution and the consciousness behind the contribution. This is written in a midrash. The Nasi of the tribe of Shimon brought his offering with the consciousness of the order of the building of the Mishkan, which also hints to his tribal progenitor, Shimon, who was zealous to punish immorality in the matter of the rape of his sister Dinah and the slaying of the men of Shechem. Sometimes people find it hard to follow this connection. So please remember the temple and the Mishkan were used to slay adulterers and faithless wives in the ritual of the Soda. The silver bowl. The bowl is an allusion to the court which surrounds the tabernacle, the Mishkan, as the sea surrounds the world. Why was it 130 shekels? We read in the Torah the court was 100 cubits and the tabernacle was 30 cubits. This is the connection to the dish of 130 shekels. Why was the basin 70 shekels? This is an allusion to the courtyard without the tabernacle. The court was 100, the tabernacle was 30. 100 minus 30 is 70. This was the reason for the basin being 70 shekels. And also the basin itself represented the court. An alternative consciousness is an allusion to the 70 pillars which stood in the court of the tabernacle. 20 pillars on the south side, 20 on the north side, 10 on the west side, 6 on the east side, and 4 for the curtain of the gate of the court. This gives a total of 60 for the court, and 4 for the veil, 5 for the curtain at the entrance of the tabernacle, and the pillar of cloud. This gives you a total of 70. If at any point in your journey it is appropriate for you to study the 70 nations, and the meanings of their names and the essences of the nation, of that particular nation, it will help for you to recognize where within the directions that nation belongs. And this understanding will help you make that connection. The gold ladle of 10 shekels, the consciousness is the word, the kaf, the palm or the ladle, alludes to the scroll of the law that lay beside the ark. As the hand contains 5 fingers, so the scroll contained 5 books. referring to the five books of Moses. Why was it 10 shekels? And this alludes to the tablets that were deposited in the ark and which contained the 10 utterances. Yes, or you broke. One young bull is an ola. This alludes to the curtains of the tabernacle, which were made of variegated colors. One ram is an ola, is an allusion to the covering of the ram's skins that were dyed red. One sheep in the first year is an ola. This is alluding to the skins of the tahash. There are many opinions. What is the tahash? One opinion is that it is the unicorn, which still lives in the inner earth. What is a unicorn? It is a horse-like creature. Color is white or varicolored, various colors. But its main teaching, main essence, is that it has a single horn coming out of its forehead above the eyes. The single horn indicates a complete structure of unity within it, which is why it was used as the skin, the covering within the Mishnah. One sheep in its first year. I just did that. I'm sorry. One male goat as a sin offering alludes to the tent, which consisted of curtains made of goat's hair. The peace offering of two cattle, five rams, five he-goats, five sheep in the first year. There were two cattle to hint to the curtain at the entrance of the tabernacle, and to the curtain at the entrance of the court, which completed, mashlimin, the closing up of the tent of the court, respectively on all their sides. Rams, goats, and sheep, these three varieties are in hinting to the hangings of the court on three sides, southwards, northwards, and westwards. There were five to allude to the hangings in the court, which were 5 cubits high. It's recommended to set aside 13 coins each day. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Class is at 4:30. We have a deep Zohar class at 7 p.m. All times are West Coast times. We have questions and answers. Have a beautiful day. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.